And praise God, surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. I'll dwell in the house of the Lord forever. 1 Corinthians 5, if you want to look with me, I'll read a few verses tonight. I used to coach basketball, and we had a pretty good team one year. Well, we had several good years. We was coming back one night from a ball game. All them boys were in there. It's the year that we won the tournament. And they was talking about different things, talking to me about it, you know. And one of them said something about girls to me, and I said, yeah, that's right. That's the way God made it. Amen. That's natural for you to like and look at girls. Amen. And I said, well, just remember one thing. While you do, there's always boundaries. There's always boundaries. I said, during the football field, you got two lines down each side. You can't play out of bounds. And I said, on the basketball court, if you shoot the ball and your foot's on the line out of bounds, it don't count. And I said, going down the road, there's boundaries. You keep your car in the right boundaries. And God's got boundaries. And His commandments is thank God, the law of God. Amen. God's got rules. He does. I know sometimes I say I'm not under rules. I am under rules because of the ruler and because of who lives in me. I'm not living by rules to be saved nor stay saved. I'm under the rule of God. That's right. And I'm free tonight in Christ. I'm God's man and free tonight. And that's a blessing. Amen. I don't have to fit somebody's mold. I don't even want to, brother. And the more I see religion today, that's all it is just trying to fit a religious mold. It's become a system. And that's what it is. It's just a factory of systems. And brethren, God can't, He just ain't going to do much in that because you've already decided what you ought to be. And He's the one that has to decide that. But there are problems. There's troubles. There's sins. And I think in 1 Corinthians 5, one of the problems there was that church, brethren, they had some issues they had to deal with. And I believe one of the whole reasons they did, number one, it was sin. And number two, it hurt the testimony of the church. And that's what you have to look at. It's not as much, my friend. It's what it is within the body, but it's also the outward world looking in on us as Christians. This is what he said in chapter 5. And that's the verse that got on my heart, and I started saying it. And then I read the whole chapter, and then I thought it'd be healthy to say some things tonight from it. It says, that it's reported commonly that there is fornication among you, and such fornication as is not so much as named among the Gentiles, that one should have his father's wife. And so I believe that the fornication is not only, my friend, before marriage, but it covers a lot of different sins in the Bible. And we know that, amen, even in the book of Jude, he talked about strange flesh, fornication. Amen. The next chapter said, flee fornication. The next chapter said, it's better to marry than to burn, to avoid fornication. Let every man have his own wife, and the wife have her husband. And that's the way God set it up. It's not like people treat the word today and like people live today. A church has just accepted the fact people live in these certain ways. Amen. Notice this. The Bible said, and he said this to the Corinthians here. He said, you're puffed up and have not rather mourned. That word mourn, this means takes a meeting of under much grief over what's going on. Amen. And he said that he had done this deed might be taken away from among you. And so this is the way I interpret these verses. Number one thing is this man has took his father's wife, looks like his stepmother, and she's left the man and come to live with the boy. That's the way it looks to me. And this man apparently, it don't say nothing about her. It says him. Amen. She must have not been in that congregation. But that young man was. He is in the congregation. It'd be like this. He left
She left her husband and went, amen, to his son to live. And brethren, anything outside the marriage bed, sin. This thing living together without marriage is sin, friend. There's judgment of God on that. He said, listen, I didn't write the Bible. Thank God, I just try to interpret it the way the God of heaven wants it. And brethren, the Bible said, amen, marriage is honorable and all and the bed undefiled. But whoremongers and adulterers, God would judge. And he will, friend. It's just the way it is. A man that's got light, he's in sin more than the man that don't have light. And that bothers me tonight. But this church here would be like this. This man does that and he still comes to the congregation. Amen. And everybody treats him like he ain't never done nothing wrong. I don't think you ought to treat somebody, hey man, not at least speaking, but brethren, listen. These people don't need to come in, thank God, and think they is in the will of God. That's why the Holy Ghost should be in the church. The church is the salt, the savor, amen. He said, you're the salt of the earth. The savor, thank God, the taste of it. How can we have, amen, any savor in the salt, and then we just do anything we want to and agree with anything? And it ought not be, brother. And God ain't, listen, I want God on my side. I want God to bless this church. I'm not just preaching this church. I'm preaching the word of God. I'm not preaching this because of some known thing I know. I'm just preaching it because God said it. Amen. But I'm telling you this tonight. He said, for verily, notice this, for verily as absent in the body, wasn't with them, but present in spirit have judged already. He said, I done judged it already as an apostle, as though I were present concerning him that has so done the deed, this deed. Amen. He said, this man's done this deed. He's took his, hey, John the Baptist got his head cut off when he said, it's not lawful for you to have your brother's wife. That's right. And this wife swapping and all that. Listen, I want to say this, and this is the way I preach it. If you're married tonight, thank God you married till you die. Amen. And if you're going to get married, thank God the vow is to death do us part. And brethren, that's the way it ought to be. Amen. And listen tonight. I understand and know that there's difficulties that we see in life and people go through hardships. I'm not saying nothing about that. I'm just saying, praise God. Amen. When you get married, thank God you ought to plan on staying married. Amen. Listen, it ain't like testing a car out when it gets to running rough. You want to trade it in. Amen. That's right, brother. And that's the way a lot of people are. It's right. They didn't want, it's nothing about the covenant of God. It's nothing about, my friend, the love of God or the will of God, which is the first thing. But here this man does this. He said in verse 4, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, when ye gather together, and my spirit with the power of our Lord Jesus Christ, deliver such a one unto Satan for the destruction of the flesh, that the spirit may be saved in the day of the Lord Jesus. And so Paul's saying here, and listen to me, he wasn't saying this to kill the people. He was saying this that God would judge this, that this man would repent, that God would deal with him in repentance. Hey, listen, that was the long suffering of God. The long suffering of God's dust tonight. Without the long suffering of God, we ain't going to make it. And we know Paul said that. He said that it is the patience and long suffering of God. The church ought to be the same way. In fact, they were to this man. It looks like this man had repentance in 2 Corinthians 7 when he said he was delivered and he was cleared of that matter. And repentance just don't mean say I'm sorry. That means you get out of the situation in. Amen. Isn't that right? Amen. Thank God, friend. I'm telling you, brother, listen. If people, my friend, living together outside the marriage, and brother, they say they got right with God, they ain't going to keep living that way. Amen. Thank God they'll get married. Amen. Or they'll go separate ways and do what they ought to do, friend. That's right. Praise God. Amen. Nothing's wrong no more. It's society. Nothing's wrong. It's all right for men to want men, women to want women. It's abomination in the eyes of the Almighty God, son. I said when I was in the fourth grade and I looked across the aisle for the first time in my life, I said, man, that girl's pretty, amen. That was a natural thing for me to look at that girl and say she's pretty. Amen. Brother, listen, this stuff is reprobation. In this day is sad, but it's true. But thank God he still pulled some out. He said some were, such were some of you. And God had mercy on them. And brethren, he had mercy on us. But listen, thank God he's dealing with church people here. He's dealing with people that profess God. Say, brethren, amen, listen. He said he turned such over to Satan for destruction of the flesh. Amen, listen, verse 6, your glorying is not good. It's not good. Don't glory in sin. Don't make light of sin. Listen, he said, know ye not that a little leaven leaveth of the whole lump? A little bit of leaven, a little bit of fermentation of the, in the dough, it'll corrupt the whole lump of the dough. Amen. That's why he said, listen, I'm talking to myself. Just a little leaven, a little sin, a little here and a little there, it'll end up corrupting the whole lump. And the church has a little in it, it'll affect the whole church. Amen. God have mercy. That's right. Notice this, verse 7. Purge out therefore the old leaven, that you may be a new lump, as ye are unleavened. Amen. Notice this, for even as Christ our Passover sacrificed for us, he sacrificed himself for sin once. That's right. Thank God when the Jews, before the Passover, they had to clean their house in any leaven. They took the light, amen, the candle. They looked in every corner, amen, for leaven in that house. They had to get the leaven out of their house. And brethren, this is the house of God right here. Amen. It's not this building. It's our temple. And therefore, we're going to have to let the light shine on us. And see what leaven's in our life, amen, and what sin's in our life, and what we doing, amen, to hinder the body, amen, our own personal body and the local body. It's got to be a cleansing. That's what repentance is. A man's going to have to repent. And brethren, if he don't repent, then he ain't going to get no forgiveness. He ain't going to get clean. Repentance is a biblical truth, friend. That's throughout the scripture, even the Old Testament. Do the New Testament, let out the wicked man forsake his thoughts and turn from his evil ways. Consider your ways tonight. Consider my ways. That in me, brethren, listen, there's sin that'll get in your life, and it might not be big in the sight of some, but it's big to God tonight. Amen. He don't want us to live like that.
Right.
Amen. Brethren, listen, there's a lot of things. I said this and I'll say it again. The only way I know I'm saved is by the witness of God in me. That's the only way. Amen. You could, every person in this church could come to me tonight and say, I believe you're saved. It would not bear witness unless God bore witness. You cannot tell me I'm saved and I can't tell you you're saved. That's God has to tell you that. He's the only one that can. Praise ain't that a blessing? Amen. He's the only one can save you. Amen. He's the only one can tell you been saved from sin tonight. There's a witness of God in me. And I'm going to tell you else. Listen to me. Anybody that reads 2 Corinthians 5:17 tonight is a present tense truth. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Not was, but is. Amen. Listen, it ain't I was one. It is one. Amen. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Amen. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. It's something God does. He makes a man new on the inside. And brethren, I'm thankful for that tonight. But listen, he said, let's get the leaven out. Amen. Christ is our Passover. He's our Passover lamb. He was the one that suffered as a lamb of God for sin. Every sin of the world was put upon him. Thank God he was not only a propitiation for our sins, but for the sins of the whole world. Every sin was put upon the Paschal Lamb. In that house, brethren, they laid hands on that lamb. Amen. They killed that lamb. They took that lamb's blood and put it in that basin. Amen. And brother, we said, when I see the blood, I'll pass over you. That's the Passover. There's divine protection in the Passover. That's what it meant. Amen. I'll pass over. I'll protect you. Amen. In the night, death comes. And there wasn't one dead in Israel. Israel. Why the land of Egypt cried with death from the beast to the Pharaoh's house. There was the firstborn was dead, which is the picture of Adam, which sin. And sin's what kills a man. The wages of sin is death. And sin's the enemy of man. Friend, even though man has it, it's still an enemy. It's already been defeated on Calvary. Thank God, that's why death has no victory on us. Death, my friend, and I. Thank God, my friend, been taken care of. He got out of the grave. He rose again, thank God. And brother, tonight, hallelujah. I'm not dying, brother. I'm living tonight, amen. Thank God I ain't dying. Amen. If the breath of life come out of me, I'd only drop physically. Thank God I'm not a dying tonight, amen. Jesus said, he that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. That's what Jesus said. What's the enemy? Well, Corinthians said, amen, sin was an enemy, death was an enemy. Jesus overcame it all. Amen. He's the victor, thank God, tonight. The whole key's in Christ. That's the New Testament message. In Christ. In Christ. That's where we're at. But brother, tonight, every Christian has to deal with sin tonight. That's right. Everybody faces it. Everybody does it. Now listen to me. I know people say they don't, but listen. I don't think we ought to go out and try to practice it and do it. But brethren, we still fall short, and we still have frailties and weaknesses, and we still sin. I know some of these holiness people, and I've had a man tell me he didn't sin, but it was willfully. And I said to him, I said, I don't believe that. Amen. Listen. Amen. Listen, friend, I can get mad, thank God, and get, and I know I ought not to. Amen. And they ain't but four or five sins, they think. Anger's a sin. Amen. That's right. Even Proverbs talked about anger. He said, don't even be a friend with an angry man. Amen. That's what the book says. Amen, brother. Listen, why did he say put away all wrath, malice, envy, all that stuff? Why? Because there's a corruption on the inside, a strife and all that. That's sin. Amen. Listen to what he said here. He said, listen, in verse 9, I wrote unto you in an epistle not to company with fornicators. That's what he said. Yet not altogether with the fornicators of this world. And he's specifying the world as the outside crowd. It's not us, it's the world. Now, he's going to get on this us business. He said, or with the covetous, which is somebody that has an unlawful desire to covet or to, my friend, to have something that God forbids him to have. Amen. Covetous, listen, covetousness is one of the biggest sins in the Bible. One of the biggest sins in the Bible. Covetousness, desire and wanting, my friend. Thank God, God don't want you to do that. He said, or covetous or extortionist, a thief, or with idolaters. Amen. That means that somebody has this something else on the throne of their heart, but Jesus, not Jesus. Idolatry, my friend. He said that's one of the worst sins there were. Amen. To worship something besides Him. Amen. Listen, it can. Listen, I'm gonna tell you this tonight. Worship. And somebody or something is contrary to the way God set it up. Amen. He wants you to worship Him. There's nothing else to worship. Nobody else to worship. And they worship Him, must worship Him, spirit and truth. If a man worships anything else, thank God, friend, I'm telling you, he's a sinning against a holy God. What's the first commandment? Now have no other gods before you. No, make no graven image. Amen. Or worship anything else. Brother, they ignorantly worship, my friend. They didn't know God. And they ignorantly worship their religion. And brother, we worship Christ. Thank God, my friend, there's idolatry in America tonight. Amen. That's right. I don't know what idols men have, but they need to be broke up. If you put something ahead of God, no matter it's your money, whether it's your job, whether it's your people, baseball, football, basketball, all of it, I like it, but it ain't before God. Amen. I can't even play it no more, praise God. But I tell you what, I still got that old height in me that loves competition, but it ain't as strong as it used to be. Amen. There's money's the biggest God of America. It's everything's run by it. Amen. Everything's in that. If you want to trace where evil is, just follow the money. That's all you have to do. The people that's got it, amen. I'm talking about big money. I ain't talking about a little bit. Amen. They're running this country, friend, under the God of this world. They're running this country. Amen. You can go ahead and put that down, friend. It's all about money. That's what it's about. And brethren, it don't matter whether Republican or Democrat. Amen. They run this country through money. That's what it's about. It's greed. Amen. Look at everything that goes up. Amen. That's right, friend. It's all going up. Why? To get more, brother, to get more. That's all people want. I want more. I tell you, you could get the whole world, my friend, lose your soul. It wouldn't profit you nothing, friend. Thank God, what you going to do with it when you die? Amen. Thank God, you can't take it with you. Amen. Somebody else will get it. He told the rich man, he said, you built these barns. Ain't God tear them down, build more. And he said, I'm going to eat, drink, be merry. And God said, no, you're a fool. You're going to die tonight. Whose things will they be then? Amen. Ain't God, there's too much affection on materialism and things of this world. And brother, it don't do nothing for your soul tonight. Amen. It's a pitiful mess. And we all battle with it some, but I'm telling you what, brother, I'm talking about this world today. The sports world's run by money. The movie world's run by money. The music world's run by money. The White House is run by money. Everything is. It ought not be an object in the church. We give out from our own heart to be a blessing. Friend, God did not listen to me. And you can do what you want to. That's between you and God. I don't know what anybody does besides myself. But I'm telling you this tonight. You'll learn this, that you never get nothing unless you plant it. Money wasn't given to you, thank God, to put in the barn. I ain't saying it's wrong with saving. I'm just saying it's wrong, praise God. Amen. Not to use it for the glory of God. The church never was called in the banking business. And it's called in the giving business. And that's exactly right. That church gave to Paul. He said, I don't desire the gift, but fruit to abound to your account. Everything is right, that brother. I'm telling you, listen, I can tell you this, and that's one of the greatest lessons I've learned in the Christian life. If I give, God's going to give back to me. Amen. And God says, if I'll give, I can trust you with it. I'll give more to you that you'll give more out. But if you don't obey me, you'll get little back. Amen. It's all obedience. It's just being faithful to God. Amen. And just doing what God says. Amen. That's the way it is, friend. I know the wind of heaven all about Malachi 3, but I'll tell you something about Malachi 3. Amen. He said he would keep back. He would keep back the destroyer. He'd keep back to that crowd that wants to try to take, destroy you. I don't know what word exactly you use right there, but brethren, them that people want to devour you and destroy you, if you give, thank God, he'll keep that crowd back from you. And then he said, I'll open the windows of heaven, pour out a blessing on you that you won't have room enough to receive it. That's what God said. That's the way they took care of people in that day. You had to tithe, and if you preach tithe, you had to tithe everything you get, everything you bring in. He said, we give God the first fruits of everything. Everything comes to God first. Because he's the one that give it to me. Listen, friend, I preach different than that, even though I'm not against the tithe preaching. I believe God's greater than a tenth. I believe God gave his son, gave his whole self. He just didn't give a little bit of him. He gave all of him. And God says, I want all of you, Joel. And if I get all of you, thank God, I'll get what I want out of you. Good preaching. Amen. That's right, buddy. I don't know where I got off on all that. I guess that covetous. Brethren, listen. He said, I'm not a money preacher, praise God. I appreciate the offering y'all give me Sunday morning. It's a blessing from God. But I knew that God was going to bless, because if I give, God's going to give. He might not through somebody else, but he'll do something. Amen. He might not give me money, but he's going to do something. Amen. Church to be blessed to God, Paul said, and brethren, everybody quotes this verse. You can't claim this verse unless you're a giving people. He said, my God shall supply all your need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. He said, you supplied mine, God supplies yours. Amen. That's what he meant. Thank God for it. Amen. That's right. Praise God. God, he said he ain't never seen the righteous forsaken nor a seed begging bread. Thank God he ain't going to neither. David said, I ain't seen no. He said, I ain't never been forsaken. Really, he's talking about himself. He said, I've been young, now I'm old. I've never seen the righteous forsaken nor a seed begging bread. Amen. He ain't had to beg nothing. Praise God. Amen. That's what he said. I thought today, praise God, out there mowing the grass, I think, look how we're blessed. We're blessed people, thank God tonight. We got an automobile we can drive home in. Amen. Go to another country where they have to walk everywhere or ride a bicycle. Amen. Don't have enough food to eat. The little old boys and girls, some places tonight, they ain't even got to eat one time a day. Are you listening to me? Amen. Then we complain, praise God, about everything else. Brother, that's a gift of God, son. We gifted by God. But we turn this thing curse because we don't give God thanks. We soon forget what he's done for us and we complain more than we give him thanks. Amen. I thought about what Brother Danny said Sunday morning when he got up and said that, and it's helped me all week. Amen. He said, in everything give thanks. In everything. In everything I go through in life, give him thanks. And when I can do that, thank God I've matured in grace. And God's given me grace to do it. Amen. But I'm telling you, that helped me, because I'm telling you why. I know, thank God, he's in my life and he's ordained it, and what I go through he's let come my way for his purpose, and I can rest in that tonight. I can't rest in what I do, I rest in what he does, and give him thanks tonight. There might be times I can't because of my flesh, but I'm telling you, it's the right thing to do. Amen. Thank God, that's right. Hallelujah. Thank God. Look at verse number 11. But now I have written unto you not to keep company if any man that is called a brother be a fornicator. Now I won't say this. I don't believe he's really talking about somebody that slips or falls into some sin. I think a man can be forgiven immediately by repentance. But I believe this is somebody that's living this way, that's went that way, and that's the way they live. You believe that, don't you? Well, you have to believe it. If you didn't, praise God, there's a difference between a man being overtaken in a fault and falling, than somebody actually willfully living in something. That's my look on it. Amen. Listen, why did he say over there, and I'm going to remind you this is what God gave me. He said, but he that joined the Lord, well, he said here, what know you not, he which is joined to a harlot is one body. This is what I got at that act of sin with that he becomes one body and one flesh with that harlot at that time. That act is what you become into. That act. She don't become your wife, but she become in that act, that very act of that sinfulness and that fornication. Amen. Amen. Buddy, I'm telling you, it's sad the day we live in. They don't have no, and listen, it's always been a problem from day one. Yes, sir. Amen. That's one, Brother, it's been like this. People say, it's bad. Brother, it's just got more of it. Yeah. It's always been bad. Amen, brother. That's the first thing God said to husband and wife, multiply. We know what that means. Amen. That's how children come in the world. That's why God said to do it. He just said do it, husband and wife. Amen. That don't mean God can't take a child that's been brought up in that and thank God and use it, save and use it. That just means that this is the way God set this thing up. Amen. That's the way it is, brother. Amen. It's always been that way. I do not know what happened in the garden. No. I do not know, Brother Hobson. Right. I ain't going to begin to tell you some things that's crossed my mind, because that's all I can say has crossed my mind. But I'm telling you, on the day of sin, brother, when Eve took of that fruit and gave it to her husband, I don't believe it was some apple she took a bite of. But I'm telling you this, there was something that transpired in that garden. A brother that, listen, it kicked us into complete sin, and the devil was behind the temptation. And brethren, it's been like that ever since. Why do you think, and here we go again, the days of Noah, why do you think God drowned the whole human race? I personally believe that he did, because it was a corrupt seed. And listen, I believe this. If you don't, that's fine. I'm not debating with it. Whether you won't believe it's the sons of Seth or them fallen angels, I believe it was my friend, a demon. demonic spirit. And I believe it got in them people. And I believe that's why they became giants, them Nephilims and all that. And God had to drown that crowd. He had to. The race was going out. It was violent. It's just like today, friend. He said, as the days of Noah, Brother Joe, so shall it be in the days of the coming of the Son of Man. And it was in that days of Noah. They didn't have no regard for human life at all. You can't pick the paper up and or listen to the news and then not in Charlotte, in Salisbury, where they're murdering and killing and doing everything against God. Friend, it's, listen, it's a God-hating thing. It's, listen, that's the bottom line of it. They don't respect the law of God nor the life God gives. And brother, we're in a mess in this hour. God have mercy. I ain't sticking my head in the sand, but my hope's in Jesus. I guarantee you that. Buddy, I'd tell you what, there's probably, listen, ain't no telling the number of people's in the Rowan County jail for it, friend. Me and these brothers went up there and preached. Some of them come out. Amen. There's one, thank God, that, amen, was in that suicide tank that night I went. Had done committed that. I went up there and prayed with him. Amen. I told him, I said, God will help you, sir. I prayed with him. He said, could you get me a Bible? And I said, yes, I will. And brother, listen, he got out of that, was in the dorm. Come every time I preached. Amen. This man got changed. Amen. He wrote me not long ago and said, preacher, he said, listen, you know him, Wayne. Amen. He said, preacher, he said, he just put me in as assistant chaplain down here at Tabor. And I said, thank God for that. Amen. It's not that God can't save somebody like that. Brother, he's still able. But they're going to have to be repentant. They're going to have to be sorry for what they did toward God, who they sinned against. But there is a God in heaven, thank God, that reaches down where lost men are and save them by the grace of God. Amen. Thank God, that's right. If he didn't, none of us would be saved. I said, God's truth. But these people, brother, listen, that's premeditating all this stuff and reprobate minds. God have mercy on that crowd. Boy, I'm getting on everything without getting in the book here. He said, have no company with a brother called a fornicator. That means, brother, sexual sin or covetous. There we go again, desiring to have something that's not desirable in the eyes of God. I want what Trevor's got, or I want what Keith's got. Amen. Covet a man. Amen. Get jealous in your own heart. Ain't God trying to keep up with everybody else? Amen. Listen, can I tell you what God give you? Be thankful for it. Amen. It ain't, brother, how big your house is. It ain't how good your car is. Ain't God, it's whether Jesus is in the house. Amen. That's the only thing that matters. Amen. Why are we so concerned about what the world thinks? Amen. We all find ourselves, well, Aunt Susie's coming. Our Uncle Billy's coming. We got to really show this house off for him. What about Jesus? Amen. I'm telling you, it's sad, isn't it? Everybody's so good. I went to the old house today. This old fella sitting in there. Got one of them electric wheelchairs. He said, come on in, Joel. I went in there, brother, and listen. Amen. I let him hear me preach the other day. He said, that's pretty good, getting with it now. He said, I don't know if I can take all that. Amen. I said, you'll be all right. They'll love you down there if you don't like me preaching. Amen. And I went in his house. I mean, he had stuff everywhere. I mean, you couldn't even thank God a plate down and eat at the table. Amen. It didn't bother me. Thank God, I didn't go to look at the table. I went to see him. Amen. That's right, brother. Listen, there's too many people concerned about things that don't matter. Amen. Yes, amen. I ain't saying y'all to have a messy house. That's your business. Amen. Mama made me vacuum and dust and everything else. Amen. That's right. Brother, listen, thank God. But I'm just saying tonight, brother, listen, a lot of people are so caught up in that. I mean, they want to impress everybody. I mean, I go to these houses uptown. Thank God, the country club. I went through there the other day. I mean, we was going out and rode through the country club. Saw all these big houses. Amen. But you know what Edgar Thomas said about that big old house up there, that hall house? Amen. He said, that'd make a good dog house in heaven. Amen. If there was such a thing. Amen. It don't mean that. Listen, friend, if you don't have peace in the house, if you don't have Jesus in the house, he said, I'd rather thank God sit at a table where herbs are. Amen. Thank God where there's peace than sit at a table where there's a bunch of contention, cussing, and carrying on where you eat steak at. God have mercy. I'd rather live in a tent, thank God. And I hope God don't put me to the test. Amen. But I'd rather live in a tent than to have to live in a bunch of, and I hate to use this word, but it's just what I'm going to say, a bunch of hell. God have mercy. People argue and cuss and fuss and everything else. Brother, I've been around people like that. Son, I tell you, I thank God. Amen. I heard them doing that the other day. And there's just people just cussing one another and everything else. And I, when I got away from that, I just said, thank you, Lord. I couldn't live in that. I'd soon die. Amen. Thank God, friend, in the confusion they're in. Amen. They live by Channel 3 instead of Jesus Christ. Have mercy on them. If you won't believe the government, if you won't believe the news media, help yourself. I don't believe nothing they say. I know that's not scripture on spiritual, but that's just what I think about it. Amen. Yeah, turn it off and thank God, pray. Amen. Amen. I need to turn it off once in a while. That guy's hitting that baseball and pray. Amen. That's right. Notice what he said here. He said, covetous, idolatry. He's going over that stuff again. These people's idolaters. That's the thing, brothers. Jonathan, people's on idolatry. Listen to what I'm about to say. Judge yourself on this. Listen to what I'm about. What you talk about is what's in your heart. That's right. That's right. Whatever you talk about is in your heart. If that's all you talk about, if money's all a man talks about, that's what he's in him. If he talks about himself all the time, that's what's in him. I know people like that. They talk about all this other worldly stuff. Amen. You find out what's in you. Just go back and trace back today what you talked about. Praise God, I got to talking about the Lord the other day and got gas in the truck, the same truck, three times. Y'all don't believe that, do you? Old brother Shook called me. I was starting to put gas in the truck for the company. I filled it up with 58 bucks. Jonathan knows about it. He got so wired up talking, I said, I forgot I'd even got gas in the truck. I went out. He said, I want you to go out here and pick up a motor. I went on out there in Salisbury and to pass sheets. I said, I got to get some gas in this truck. I done not put 58 in it. I pulled up to the gas pump. I said, my goodness, this thing must be out of gas, this pump. I squeezed that thing. I've done all I could to get $8 in that thing. I said, listen, I'm so dumb, I didn't even look at the gas gauge, Brother Keith. I said, well, I'll just go over here because I know it needs gas. I got over there and it gave me $1, amen. I had three receipts, 58, 8, and 1, amen. That's right. I went back and told John. I said, come out here a minute. I said, come out here outside the plant. I want to talk to you. I said, no, I'm serious, but I'm about to ask you. I want you to tell me the truth. Have I been around? Do you think I'm mentally slipping? he said, what about? I said, I got gas three times in the same truck. I said, I'm messing it up, but amen. Something's happening in my mind up here. Amen. Well, listen, you get talking about God, you forget everything. Oh, we got so wired up talking about God, son, I was ready to shout. I was wanting to preach somewhere. Amen. But brother, I got gas in the truck three times. Amen to God. John said, he said, since I had that COVID, I've been slipping in my mind too. I said, well, I appreciate you saying that. Amen. Amen. Buddy, I'm telling you, God wants first in your life. I'm telling you that tonight. Ain't nothing else, buddy. I'm telling you, I just preach right. I believe, brother, and listen. All this stuff that people put everything before the head of God, they can't come to meeting. But they'd go out and eat. That's where the heart is, friend. That's where the heart is. Listen to this. I got to go on. He said, let a covetous, idolater, a railer, drunkard. He said, if you're a brother and you're a drunkard, that means that you get drunk. Or an extortioner, a thief, with such a one not to eat. That's what he said. I'm just reading what Paul said to the Corinthians. Amen. That means it says if this man's living this lifestyle, don't eat with him. He called you to go to Hardee's. Tell him you can't go. Say, no, I ain't going to be able to make it today. I said, the Lord told me not to keep company with you. Boy, that right there, you won't get people mad, son. They gonna fly fast on that. You want me to tell you why people get mad in your own family? Because they can't control you. That's right. I ain't married to them. I'm married to Myra. Amen. Exactly right. I don't have to bow down to nobody but Jesus. Ain't that right? I don't want nobody to bow down to me. Why do they want me to bow down to them? Ain't that right? I don't want nobody to bow down to me. I'm like Peter, praise God. I put my pants on like you did, Cornelius. Get up. Amen. Amen. That's right, buddy. That's what the book says. That don't mean we treat people like dogs, but at the same time, we do have a stand for God. That's what's happened to the church. That's why we don't have no conviction in the church no more, because the church has let the world get in it. And I ain't talking about being a legalist. I'm talking about being a Christian. Notice this here. For what have I to do to judge them also that are without? He said, I can't judge nobody without. They ain't part of this. That'd be like spanking my neighbor's youngins. Can't do that. Spank my own. Praise God. I ain't have no. He said, "Do not ye judge them that are within." I had a fellow one time. I was preaching revival for. He was judging people, but he was putting church discipline on people. Wasn't even saved. Wasn't even church members. I told him, "You can't do that. You judge them within. They're not part of you. If you ain't saved, if you're not born again." You can't be part of the family unless you are. Right. Ain't that right?
That's right.
I wouldn't want nobody to come in here and throw a monkey wrench in it, though, if they profess to be saved and they act like a heathen. May the Lord help us. Notice verse 13, but then them that are without God, but them that are without, God judgeth. He said, God take care of them people who's without. And that's what he said. Therefore, put away from among yourselves. Notice what he called him, that wicked person. Oh, you can't call people wicked. Well, what you want me to do? Get another version? That's what the Bible said. I'm going to tell you what helps me, praise God. A man looking at me and said, that's wicked. Because he loves me. Not just because, praise God, he's arrogant and preaching, thank God, like he's better than somebody else. But somebody just tell me with broken heart that that's wicked. You need to repent.
Yes, sir.
Ain't that right? Boy, I just went ahead and told you. And then you say, what's that chapter mean? This man went and got his daddy's wife and lived with her. He said, turn him over to Satan. Spirit, that his spirit might be saved in the day of the Lord. He was saved.
Yeah.
He said, we don't need leaven in the church. You need to clean the leaven out of your house. Clean it out of your body. Clean it out of the local assembly. Get it out much as you can. And then he said, this is the way you treat that. That's what he said. Is this church discipline? I don't know. Is this an apostolic message? I reckon Paul wrote it. Is this the word of God? Yes, it is.
Yes,
I told you the other day, God didn't give Paul a message unless there was a problem.
Yes, sir.
He just didn't thank God one day, sit down and write about fornication just to do it.
Yes, sir.
In fact, Rome was full of that stuff. Mm-hmm. The permissive lifestyle, the Gentile people, brother, listen, they lived that way, brother. They didn't think nothing about it. It's just like people that cuss. Brother, listen, there's some regions of the country, and I didn't say that's right, but buddy, that's just the way they talk.
Yeah.
Is it right? No, it ain't right to me.
Yeah.
They use the name of God in vain, surely a wicked thing. But I'm just saying tonight that when it comes down to this permissive lifestyle, that you can live the way you want to. You know what? Parents just don't say nothing to their kids about nothing. Praise God. And I say, you know what? If you're going to come stay here, then you're going to do what I say.
Right.
If you don't want to, you don't have to stay here.
Right.
The way I look at it. Praise God. I told my youngest that. I said, if you stay here, this is the rule. We ain't changing it for you. We'll give some permissions to you, praise God, as you obey. Mandy got married at 27. We told her, you got to be in at 11 o'clock at night. If you ain't, you better call. We want to know where you're at. She finally said, Daddy, listen. It's logic. She said, if I wanted to do something, I could. That's what she said. I said, yeah, it's a true statement. It's a true statement. If I wanted to, I could. If I wanted to, I could. She said, I don't want to do that. I won't be in at 11 o'clock. Amen. What's going on after 11 o'clock? I'm going to go ahead and preach a little while. I know we already in this thing. But I'm going to tell you what. It'd be a whole lot better, thank God, to tie your children than tying your dog and letting the children run loose. Down to the mall, let them out and do what they want to. I'll tell you what they'll do. Everything they can that ain't right. I'll tell you what Joel Height would do if he's a teenager and unsaved. If you let him out, he would be in a fat mess. If I didn't have a mama that wasn't even saved, it made us be home at 11 o'clock and set up till I got in, I would have done a whole lot worse. I just knew when I come in that the judge was sitting on the couch. And I knew that, praise God, she's going to question me. And she caught me in some too, but she wasn't fooled on it. And Daddy said, if I ever have to get out of this bed again, I'm going to knock you down right here where you come in. You say you ought not said that. I'm glad he did now. We raising kids today that they ain't got no fear of nothing. And I ain't saying our kids here in the church. I don't know how. But I'm just saying, everybody will raise their kids the way Daddy did and the way I did. And I know that's the word. I'm going to tell you, that's where I failed. I feel like I failed more than anyway. If I could go back and raise my kids again, I'd do a whole lot of things different.
Oh, me too, brother.
I mean, I wouldn't be as tight as I was on some things, and I'd probably be tighter on a few other things. But I mean, I'd done what I knew. I'd done what I was preached to. Amen. And that's that time when, thank God, they preached against everything. And when they preached against everything, that's what I went home and said, what are you going to do around here? Because that's all I knew. You got to grow up sometime, get mature. But there's a balance in everything. And brethren, you ought to hold the rope, but you ought not choke them. Amen. Here's where you give liberty, where obedience is. Amen. But let them grow up. Let them be children. Let them make mistakes. Amen. I said this before, judge a lie, judge willful disobedience. But the rest of that, brethren, listen, thank God, let them grow up. They going to make mistakes. You still do. God have mercy. Amen. Don't breathe down their neck about everything. Amen. There are some things you ought to breathe down their neck about, but don't breathe down their neck about everything. Amen. He's got to have a little room. I'm not just talking about you. I'm just looking at you. Amen. You got to have a little room. Y'all boys go on with one another. That's good. I mean, you'll like it when you get older. Praise God. They give Lucas a fit. All of them three against one, you know. I mean, amen. That's part of being brothers. That's part of having a sister. That's just part of life. That's just the way it is. Amen. Fight and kick and everything else and call one another names as long as they're decent. But you know what I'm saying? The thing about it is, brother, that's just part of life. That's what we did. That's what me and Rusty did. That's what you did with your brothers. That's what you did with yours. Amen. That's right. But you know what? The first time somebody would want to jump up and jump on them, praise God, you'd be the big brother. Amen. That's right. That's just the way it is. Thank God for life. I enjoy living. Amen. Somebody asked me the other day, was somebody out there, wasn't it? Said, don't, oh, I think it's Miss Laurie. She said, don't you like, I was talking about Luke, I need to. She said, I'll just go ahead and eat and enjoy life. I said, well, that sounds good. I said, but I don't want to look like a slob. And she said, don't you like living? I said, most of the time. Amen. That's better than alternative. Yes, amen. That's better than alternative, ain't it? I'm going to end the chapter. The last chapter is going to be read one day, and old Hite's book is going to go shut.
Yes,
and the only thing that's going to count is what I've done for Christ.
Yes,
that's the only thing that's going to count, Brother Todd. Amen. How I treated my wife, how I treated my youngins, how I lived for Jesus Christ, how I treated you and loved you and was a preacher to you and thank God helped you and how you, it's all like it. It ain't gonna matter. Listen, it's not what I got, it's what I done with what I got. That's where the judgment is. Amen. That's where the judgment is. That's where it's at. He gave that one man five, one, two and one, that one man just went and buried it. He didn't make nothing off of it, and he called him a wicked, slothful servant. It wasn't how much it was, it's what you done with what you got. Amen. Praise God. Keep a preaching, keep a going for God. Amen. Let's stand tonight. Thank you for hearing me, Brother Jonathan Robinson. Pray for us.